For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. The new year began with a pair of deaths that's left the Lexington community in mourning, one being Gatewood Galbraith, the perennial gubernatorial candidate. His death, however, eclipsed the death of another person, a person who was a fixture at the Kentucky Theater in downtown Lexington, Lee Overstreet. Here to talk about her and the weekend's events is Rich Copley. He's an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, tell me about Lee Overstreet.
She was just a charming woman who worked the box office mainly for weekend matinees at the Kentucky Theater. She was one of those people who knew what customer service was and how to deal with the public. She always had a smile and a nice comment and even had fun with the job. You know, Fred Mills was reminding me of a time during the run of The Queen a few years ago when she would wear a tiara in the box office, you know, to kind of get in the spirit of the movie. But the real fun thing about Lee was we had a reporter here, Vicky Broaddus, do a profile of her a few years ago, and the woman just lived a fascinating life. She was an inaugural member of the Women's Army Corps back during World War II, then an inaugural member of the Peace Corps. She climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. She flew airplanes. She just really, in her 91 years, seems to have lived a really full life.
And while we're talking about the Kentucky Theater, they're providing a sneak preview this weekend of, I guess, the second half of the Downton Abbey series provided by PBS, and which can be seen on KET. That's a series that's really caught a lot of attention here in the U.S., and I wonder why.
I think in a lot of us, there is just a little Anglophile, and you know, you look at the fascination with the royal wedding last summer in British society. We were just mentioning The Queen a few moments ago, which was a huge hit movie. And so, you know, I think there's that. And then it's just a very well-done series. I think it caught a lot of people by surprise with how well it did on PBS. But, you know, it proves, going back to shows like Upstairs, Downstairs, or Brideshead Revisited, that these series can come along on PBS and really capture people's imaginations.
Almost 180 degrees in the other direction, we have Lexington singer Coralie and the Townies. They're doing a tribute show to Loretta Lynn this evening.
Yeah, we seem to be in a spate of tribute shows lately, because Coralie, in a completely other direction, this past New Year's Eve, was part of a Led Zeppelin tribute show at Cosmic Charlie's, and that's where they're going to be doing this show on Friday night that is going to be part Coralie music and part Loretta Lynn music. She talked to Walter Tunis for a story that's in our Weekender section today about how she's always liked Loretta Lynn and always included some of her music in their sets, like You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man is a big one that they always do. But when she really started looking into Loretta Lynn's music, she just found a very rich trove of songs that she wanted to do and felt like she could do justice to.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out more about what's happening this weekend by going to the WEKU website. Go to the events calendar. Those events are also outlined in Friday's edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just go to the Weekender section. Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
And for WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.